We are on Ayin Dalel Amud Beis. And yesterday, we are on Ayin Dalel Amud Beis. I will give you the location in a minute. Yesterday, we had a Shaila. A person makes a tzinai with a woman. He'll give her she should give him $200 that the get should kick in. Is Baruch Moshe? Oh, there he is. Okay, I have the test, Baruch Moshe. That the person gives $200 to the woman that the get should kick in. And can he be Michael or not? That was the Shaila yesterday. Can he be Michael or not? So Rabbi Yochanan answered, he cannot be Michael. If he's Michael, it's Einim Gereshes. The get doesn't work until she shells out the $200. Eisrei. Now where is Eisrei? Go across Tysus Shura Mechsura and move up 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, and we are at Eisrei. It is 74B. My guess is 2. I don't know if it's 2 or 3, but I guess 2.
Isn't it a charade if she pulls out the money and goes back to
money? We went through this already. Not everybody has money available.
But I'm saying she gets the money from somebody.
Again, we ain't talking about that lady that makes a phone call and she's crying. She can't get money. We went through this yesterday. It was the same question yesterday. Because ours are here. Put the record button. I mean, the playback button.
There's no concept of harama. Harama.
It's not harama. Again, if she gives it, it's divorce. What he does with it afterwards is his business.
The main question was yesterday was... Why do you have to say it means I gave it, I got it? Just because it was Bechila. The whole thing doesn't
matter. Okay. Eitzrei. So, Ravasi asked Rabbi Yochanan and Akasha. Eitzrei means he asked them. Meitzrei means we ask. Eitzrei means he. So the he is Ravasi. Ravasi had asked Rabbi Yochanan and the Shaila. Rabbi Yochanan had given him the answer. Eitzrei. So Ravasi asked him the Akasha. So Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim. The guy says to his friend, I make a neder that you can't have pleasure from me. If you don't give it to my son or Labanai to my children, I don't know which is the right gear. So, kur echad shochitim, one kur of wheat to shtei chavei sheyayin. Rameir asrat shiitin. Rameir says, the neder kicks in and the guy can't have an us for the person till he gives the... Listen, it's up to him. Reuven said to Shimon, I ban you from Hanav. Till you pay up this much amount of money, Shimon can make the decision. Either he remains usher by law or he pays. That's his decision to make. He can be matur, the neder shloi apichochem. How? He can say, it's as if I accepted it. Meaning, I'm Michael. It's as if I got it. And that's good enough. So why by get? Is it any different? Why can't he say to the lady, Hareni, kilus kabalti? Just like by neder, he made a condition in the neder. And again, conditions are conditions. I don't care if it's neder or if it's gittin. A condition is a condition. And by neder we say, he can say, it's as if I got the money. So if it's as if I got the money works by neder, why doesn't it work by gittin? Let mechila work. Mechila is like, I got it. And for the Gemara Hachi Hashta, no comparison. Hasam Litzura Kamakav, it's supposed to be Hacha Litzura Kamakavim, Beloy Tira. Hasam Shema Vachahu Beloy Yitzrich. Over there, overwhelming majority of times, a guy that makes the neder with that condition is making it because he needs the money. He wants his son to have the Kurchitin and the Yayin. And it's talking about a son that he supports. So it's saving him money. So it's Havacha. Masha'inkin here, the overriding background is that he's trying to cause a distress. Now, that's why, and therefore, causing distress, you can't say Hareni kills Kabalti. The purpose was causing distress, and therefore, you can't say it's as if the distress happened. The distress has to happen. And therefore, you can't say Hareni kills Kabalti. That's why yesterday, I went out of my way when I explained to Machloikas, Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanan said you can't take the money, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said you could take the money. And Rashi speaks out because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, his kavana is harvacha. But here the Gemara says that everybody agrees there's a tzura. So that's why I spoke out yesterday that Rabbanan say it's mostly the tzura, the main kavana. Never he wants the coat, and he's making it distressful for her, but she has to come up with the coat. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, the double kavana. There is some litzura, but there's also harvacha, and therefore money is good enough to be mekayimet. Mashenkin by nedarim, there's no litzura. Not out to torture the guy. He wants the kor and the wine for his son. Saves the money. Therefore, he can say, I don't need it anymore. I don't need it anymore. What is the back?
So now he wanted to torture. Now he's tied on
and on. Yeah, yeah, again. Again. Okay, so let me again. Again. If you don't let me answer, I can't answer. Again. The answer is very simple. The Gemara's answer is you can't undo the Tanai. A Tanai is a Tanai and it cannot be undone. You can't undo the Tanai. Therefore, if the Tanai is to cause distress, the distress has to be caused. If not, it's not a get. There's no way to undo it. Masha'en came by the Dorim, where the purpose was to make money. Since, as was pointed out, you could take the money and give it right back, the purpose was for me to make money, and I don't want the money anymore. So why do I have to go through the motions of back and forth? By get, it's not just to get money. If it were just to get money, I would say the same thing. But it's to cause distress. You can't remove a tanai. By the money, the reason you can remove it is because we're going to go, I don't need the money anymore. I'll give it right back to you. So why bother? That's what it's
Rabbi, what if...
Let me just read
what if he no longer wants...
One second.
What if he no longer wants to distress his...
Let me just read Rashi. Dr. Rashi... Kainim shatanenali, kainim te'alecha kahano, shatanem imeni any pleasure. Avzeh, imratza noyde yachal atir me'elo, b'loy shaylis ataris chochem. V'aymel ha'reni gilis kabalti, alma mechila ke kabalo. B'shum avocha, shetzarech, l'tarech b'nai, he needed it for his kid. And now he says, I don't need it. So it's like if he got it and gave it back. Now, let me explain something. The Mefarshim asked the Kasha, how do you know his content is l'tzura? And the answer is, again, there's always going to be exceptions. Now, Bederach Klau, this is talking about a woman that wants to get divorced. And Bederach Klau, it's talking about a husband that's dragging his feet. That's why he's making the condition. You want a divorce, pay me 200 zuz. He's making that as a condition for her to have the get. That means the driving force in the divorce is her. He's not trying to get rid of her, because if that were the case, why is he making a condition that she has to give him 200 zuz? She won't give it to him. And she's not divorced. If he wants to get rid of her, he gets rid of her. Tarit says he doesn't want to get rid of her. And she wants out. She's making his life miserable. So he says, I'll fix your wagon. You want a divorce? Kol hakavod. I will write you a divorce. But you got to pay me 200 zuz. Why is he doing that? He's doing that because he's trying to give another thing, right? You want to get divorced from me? He doesn't want a divorce because if you want a divorce, he just write the divorce. Obviously, she wants the divorce. If not, why in the world is she asking him to pay a penny? She won't pay. She won't get divorced. So she'll be happy. She wants to get divorced. And he's dragging his feet because he doesn't care to get divorced. She decides he will make her pay for it. The purpose of that payment definitely has an aspect here of being mitzayah her. You want divorce? Okay. We'll do it my way. And therefore, litzura is a factor. Whereas by a neder, it's purely monetary gain. That's how the Rishayim explain it. Therefore, yes, Harvey had a question. Who says that's his wants to be mitzayah her? If he doesn't want to be mitzayah her, give it a divorce. The lady wants divorce. Give it to her. Terrence says he wants to be mitzayah her. If not, he would give it to her without a condition. And it's not like she doesn't want to get divorced, because if she doesn't, it's up to her to keep the condition. Don't pay the 200, you don't get divorced. Yes.
Rabbi.
This guy wants to force the other guy to give him a present.
By saying what?
If you don't give me the present, you can never have pleasure from me.
Isn't that a form of tzar?
Again, it's the pressure is not to make your life miserable. The pressure is, I want money.
So I don't need
pleasure
from you.
Enochanami.
What do you mean by that?
Enochanami. And a Ganami. The guy has the option. You're right. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, I don't understand why we don't also say, just as he changed his mind about his son's money, he can also have the capacity to change his mind about giving his wife a hard time. Now he says, fine. You know what? Forget about the money. I don't want to oppress you anymore. You don't love me. I don't love you. Let's move on. Why does he still need to go?
The Gemara's answer is you cannot pull back on a condition.
I'm wondering why.
In the case of changing your mind.
But he changed it he was able to change it in regard to the son's money. Why?
Because it's not changing the mind. If you're going to hand it to me, and I'm going to give it right back to you, so why bother? If the purpose was for me to make money, and I'm going to give it right back to you, so why bother? Why go through the motions? I'm not changing my mind. I can't pull a t'nai. But since I don't want the money anymore, so why are we going to bother going through the motions, you handing it to me and me handing it back? Masha'en Cain, by here, it's not just motions, it's an act of distress.
Why in the Brisa, why did he go through these motions of, unless you give to my son this and that? What was the purpose of that?
He needed money. He needed money to support his son. And there was this guy next door who's a wealthy guy, and he always is using his backyard for his barbecue. So he decides he's going to force the guy to give him money. And he says, hey, listen, from now on, no barbecue in my backyard. I make a nether unless you give me money. I need money. Now, the other guy has an option and say, forget about it. I will never give you money, and I don't care to use your backyard. Have a wonderful life. He has that option. But the driving force was he wanted money. He needed money. And then he decided he didn't need the money. So it would be very easy for him to take it and give it right back. So why we bother doing this exchange? So therefore, just say, forget about it. It's not like I'm Michael to deny. The deny is being kept.
What do you mean? I'm so sorry for interrupting. What do you mean it would have been so easy for him to take the money and give it back? It would have been so easy for him to do the same with his wife. I don't understand. What's the difference here? You're making a differentiation between a change of mind and what? A change of monetary circumstance?
Again, by the wife, the driving force is to make her miserable. Unless she shells out the money, he could give it right back to her. He could do that, as far as the money part is concerned. But he can't just say, why bother? Because the part of the reason he made this is to make her torture her. The torture is involved in her coming up with the money. He'll give it right back. Come up with the money. In the case of Neder, he didn't care about his guy coming up with the money. He was looking at his own bank account. If he's going to give it right back, his bank account is not going to suffer a thing. In one case, the driving force is him to make a bank account, have added money in his bank account. See, for that he can say, it's as if I got it in my bank account and I gave it right back to you. But by the lady, it's not his bank account, it's torturing her. And the torture is, come up with the cash, lady. And that's very hard for her. And to say it's as if I got it is not doing the t'nai of forcing her to come up with the cash for the purpose of tzar.
How about for the 2 weeks that she tried to come up with the money? There was tzar there. There was some tzar, and then he changed. So there was tzar.
I can't measure tzar. I have no barometer to measure tzar. His amount of tzar was that she has to come up with the cash. Whatever tzar it takes, that's what he wants to inflict. I don't have a measuring rod of this much tzar and that much tzar. Only the Rebbeinu Shlom can measure that. I can't measure that. No human being can measure tzar. I know, we have a tzar payment by damages, but that's different. And even that's very difficult to measure.
He has an eye. option here to either rewrite a get.
Yeah, he can write a get. If he changes his mind, write a new get.
Or give her that money.
Yeah, again, he had that option.
That satisfies the thing.
100%. How she comes up with the money, if he helps her, isn't they?
By every condition.
Because that's what he said.
He gave it to her, then it's not, there's no time.
Again. If she meets the, let's say she's a millionaire. Again, how she comes up with the money, she has a rich brother-in-law, that's her business. Yes, doctor.
Yes, there would be at least one way in which the money and the wife are not equivalent or couldn't be compared, which is that by setting up the divorce and by taking the money, not taking the money, you've caused no change in the money whatsoever. The money's the same as it was. By divorcing a woman and not divorcing a woman, why you want to might institute a pause in this. By divorcing a woman, not divorcing a woman, you also have a permanent change in the status.
Yeah, but by neder, you also have a change. It's the neder is akin to the divorce. He made a neder if. He made a divorce if. Neder is also a change.
A change in what?
In relationship of the two people. He can't use your backyard anymore. He can't borrow your car.
But then when you go back to it, you're back without any change whatsoever.
True, but I don't know if that makes a difference. Not every difference makes a difference. Dr. Gemayavaita, Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Amalei Larise, he told his sharecropper, Kula al Madalu Tlas Davasa of Achdi River. Everybody, all regular sharecroppers, water the field three times a year during the growing season, and they get 25%. That's the regular sharecropper agreement. The regular sharecropper agreement is water the field three times. It's a big tircha. Water the whole field, whatever you're in charge of. I don't know how many acres. And you will get 25% of what grows. That's the regular. At Dali Arbo, I want you to water it an extra time. I'm big into watering food growth, and I want you to water it an extra time, but Uncle Tulsa, and I will give you 33%. I will pay you an extra 8 1/3% for you watering it that extra time. Good deal. And it makes sense, because if three times get 25%, that's 8 1/3% per time. You will do it a fourth time, and I will add another 8 1/3%. All of a sudden, the site was a mitra. It was a huge rain, and he didn't have to water it the fourth time because there was no need to water it. It was wet. It was taken care of. The Rabbeinu Shleilam watered it. Amar Rav Yaitzev Alei Dala. Rav Yaitzev said he cannot get 33 1/3%. He didn't do the fourth time. The deal was do the fourth time. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Halei Yitzrach. It's not his fault. He didn't need to water it the fourth time. He was ready to water it the fourth time. Didn't need it. So here we have a machlokes. Rav Yosef says, listen, he didn't do the work. He's not entitled to the compensation. And Rabbi says, it wasn't his fault he didn't do the work. He was ready to do the work. Now, I just want to finish the case. Now, he is entitled to the compensation. That's the machlokes. I'm sorry? Whatever it is. He's davening Masha Baruch. Right. And if we start Sunday night, he said the same Talmud.
And people who, in the normal world, who does it three times, did they have to do three times too?
A day.
Was there a difference between there was a third time or a third time people or a fourth time people?
No, because the three is a standard. That's the standard agreement. If it rains and they don't have to do it, they still get their thing. That's the standard contract. You push the button on your computer. Our sharecropper contract, that's what comes out.
Regardless of it rains.
Why? Because that's the contract that's made. That's the accepted contract.
That's this contract now, also.
Again, let me try to explain it one more time. A regular sharecropper goes into the thing knowing he's going to get 25%.
Right.
And now he won't take the job. You don't go work for somebody, and if it rains, you don't get paid.
Only get 50%.
You're guaranteed 25%. You do your job, you get 25%. Not you don't go into it. This guy is being offered extra for extra work. This is not the regular standard contract. So the question is, he didn't do the extra work. He didn't have to do the extra work. That's the question.
Well, why would we
bring
this in for?
Well, if you and the Gemara's not going to tell us. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara brought it in and just like leaves it hanging. Obviously, the Gemara is going to attach it to our sugya, right? If not, it wouldn't be here. But I haven't had a chance to get there.
Maybe no questions.
Yes, doctor.
Just as an amplification, watering too much is bad for crops.
Yes, 100%.
And not only that, it's three times a year, not three times a day.
You said today. You said this was done.
No. He's talking about practical when you water your crops. That's what they did. They watered it three times a year. Don't ask me why. I don't know anything. All I know is that in Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's brought down that if it rained, and you have, when you take off your cover and it goes, the water goes on plants, to Shilom Zareya. But if it just rained and it's wet, it's not Zareya because it doesn't benefit the ground to get too much water. That's how long in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Let's say it didn't rain. And there's water gathered on your shlach, and when you open your shlach, it goes directly on grass. You're not allowed to open your shlach. The water goes on grass. You're doing zareya. But if it just rained and the ground is saturated, and then you open your shlach and there's extra water going on the plants, that's not called zareya. It doesn't help the plants grow. That's how long in Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't matter how much rain fell.
It had to rain that to the point that the ground is very wet.
Spit on snow.
Yeah, I'd say you can spit on the snow. Doesn't snow in Cleveland, but anywhere else that it snows. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shakli Tlosid Davasa Kol Shara Risim Shivamakam Zab Mashkim Atvua Shalosh Mamim Bashana. They watered three times a year. Shakli River Minig Arisim, the Minig of Sharecrop is Little Ravi Atvua, a quarter of the grain. So Tyra Harisho, Zariah, Venechus Vashkov. They plow and plant and weed and water the whole tzarchi asada. At doli arba hishkas asada arba abamim. Asa mitra b'zman hashkor revias instead of the fourth time it rained. Holy dola v'shakul river committing a mokum. I won't say no questions. I just heard from somebody that said no questions.
That was me.
Holy itzrich u'mazligar. Holy itzrich. It's not how Reniki was Kabalti. How about Yitzchak? The Masla Garab and the Masla was Garab. Now let's see what the Gemara wants to do with it.
What bothers everybody, the question is, let's say I didn't do it. Let's say someone was nice enough for me and did it.
He was my shliach.
No, I didn't send it to him. He was a nice enough guy. I never sent him. He just did it on his own.
So again, he's my shliach. He's working for me.
No,
he did me
I
a favor. He did me a favor.
You owe him money.
He did me a favor. He could charge me for it. Zakhtig Gemara Weiter. The Tisbara. First Zakhtig Gemara. Lema, Rav Yosef Dabak Rabbanon, the Rabbi Dabak Rav Shimon Gamliel. This sounds like the Machloikas Rabbanon Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanon are interested. She has to come up with a coat. I said coat. You come up with a coat. You can give me all kinds of different answers. I'll give you the value the coat is. You got the, I need the coat. Therefore, you don't give me the coat, it's not a get. I want you to water it a fourth time. Take my words literally. You didn't water it the first time. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I want to have the gain of the coat. I got the gain of the coat. You paid me for the coat. Over here, I got the gain of the watering. It rained. What exactly was included in the condition? Was the condition that you do it? Or the condition that I get the benefit of it? Now, it's very similar, not exact, to the case of the Rabbanan of Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanan say coat is coat, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says coat means coat or value of coat. It means as long as I get the benefit of it, the amount of the benefit, I'm happy. Same thing here. The guy got his watering. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rav Shimon, the dumb and bemokim itzla, so can I be mutter, bemokim ashkol. The rain is instead of watering. Zok to Gemar v'tisbara. You can't stay this way. How do you understand it? Because Hakaima Lan Hilchos Kavasa the Rabbah. Against Rav Yosef, we always fasken like Rabbah, except for three cases. It happens to be a very important Gemara. Ubaha ain halacha kerb Shimon Gamliel. And this is one of the three cases in Shas that we don't pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, you can't say that Rav Yosef is like Rabbanon, and who he paskin like, and Rabba is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who we don't paskin like, when we paskin like Rabba. And why is this an important Gemara?
Why
is
three that we don't
paskin like Rabba? Three cases in Shas that we don't paskin like Rabba, and in other three cases in Shas that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This happens to be one of the three cases that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not one of the three cases that we don't paskin like Rabba. Now, the reason this is a very important Gemara is because all three cases that we don't paskin like Rabba are Masechtas Baba Basra. Some Rishonim say that the rule that we always paskin like Rabba, except in three cases, only applies to Masechtas Baba Basra. Because the exceptions are all Masechtas Baba Basra. So the rule is only Masechtas Baba Basra. Other Rishonim use this Gemara to prove that wrong. Because the Gemara here says in a Shaila Masechtas Gittin, that's not a Masechtas Baba Basra, we always paskin like Rabba. What do you mean? That rule was only said in Masechtas Baba Basra. So the Rishonim bring a raya from here. No, that rule is a Shas rule. Rabba and Rav Yosef, we always paskin like Rabba, except in three cases. This is not one of the three cases. Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel, we always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel instead of three cases, and this is one of the three cases. Alleluia Karabbanan. They both hold like Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Karabbanan. Rav Yosef makes sense. Rabbanan wants a coat, the guy wants him to order it. Rabba Marloch, another I'm after the Rabbanan. Atkan the Kamarabbanan has some Lutzura Kamacham. There, the reason he's insisting the very letter of the Tanai is because that's part of the torture game. Here, he just wants it wet. And therefore, that's good enough. That means, again, we spoke this out before. By getting there's a tsu'ura aspect. He's trying to make life difficult. Rabbanan say, therefore, he insists on having a coat. Whereas here, that tsu'ura aspect is not the game. Can I just do Rashi? Dr. Rashi. Three places in Shas. Sada, I believe, is when it's talking about when a person died and left over fields. And one of the brothers wants to get the field next to his current field. And the other brothers say, no, we're not giving it to you. We're going to make a gyro. You win, you lose, you lose. So I forgot which way Rabbi goes there. We don't paskin like him. Inyan is, how long does a person have to change his mind from a transaction? How much time do we give him to change his mind? And Mechza, I forgot what the case is. It slipped my mind. I'm sure Archko must say it. Does Archko speak out the three cases? I forgot what they are. We'll explain those three cases when we get there. They both hold like Rabbanan. The Tzura Chavan, the Stamagayas is Ishta Metech Evu Megarsha. Most people that the wives are wives because there's a hatred. Or, I'm sorry, a dislike. Rashi's pointing out, you could make the argument that the guy figures I might as well make money off the divorce. But we don't say that. We say there's an aspect of tsu'ura. Whereas by money, by monetary things, there's no reason to assume he went to torture his sharecropper. Does Arshko explain the three? No, he doesn't. Okay. Yes.
Is that a I know somebody mentioned that. Is making your wife suffer an avera?
Making? I'm sorry? No, there was no paper. Reina, Bela, Bas.
Reina, Leia.
Reina, Leia, Bas, Aviva, Gula. There's no paper here.
It's not this. Someone must have knocked it over here.
Okay. There's a good cleaning crew here. They clean up all the papers.
No, I put it down.
I don't see it.
There's an aspect called Dene Vizelo Chazer. We're saying now that the guy's only going to pay him. Everyone holds that I'm only going to pay him if he does the work.
No, it's Machlokes Rav and Rav
Yitzchak. No, I'm saying, according to now, the Maskana.
Even the Maskana is the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yitzchak.
No, but he's the work thing. He's the. How many times do I have to pay him?
Yeah, we pass like Robin that says, no, he does, he gets paid even though he didn't order it.
Right, but I can't believe it. It's time to say, not like that. Zen nehene v'zeh lo chaser. Meaning, no one's doing it that it has put you through the pain.
Rabbi Cohn, you should be my homie. Zen nehene v'zeh lo chaser means, I move into your house that's empty and nobody's renting it, and I live there, you can't charge me. Nobody ever says, Zen Nana Vizela Chasa means I have to give you money. You want the guy to have to pay and call him a loy chasar. I think he's rather big chasar. He has to pay.
He has to pay me because all that really matters is that the water was done.
You're telling me Rob is smart.
No, there's no other smart thing. What's the other smart thing?
I don't know. If you hire a worker, that let's say you hire a worker to go to New York to deliver a package, right? And then the night before, somebody calls you up and says the package is not necessary. You have to pay the guy?
The package is not necessary.
They don't need it in New York.
That's a different story.
Why is it a different story?
Because it never happened.
It never happened here too.
It happened. The water, the field got watered.
Okay, I'll give you a different case. Let's say you hire a guy to drive a package to New York. And then somebody comes by and says, I'm going to New York, I can take your package for free. So you have to pay the guy who was supposed to drive to New York? Is that so simple by you? Hey, you told me you're paying for driving to New York. He's ready to go. Then none of a Zedler Chasser. I don't know, I don't consider a Zedler Chasser. You got to shell out and pay. I'm asking you in that case. You have a package from what's this place called?
Drycast
has to deliver a package to New York because some basketball player needs it by tomorrow morning. So you have, and all of a sudden, drives by a friend of yours, says, I'm going to New York tonight. You see, here, take my package. The other guy calls you up and says, what do you mean? You told me you paid me for taking it to New York. I want to get paid. What would you tell him? You tell him goodbye. You didn't go to New York. There you understand it. But over here, for some reason, the guy should get paid. He didn't do any work. That's what the guy just said.
Oh, he did cover it. Let's say that someone took. I mean, there's an uncertain order in that, let's say that you have the automatic loan. And you flipped the switch and went over into somebody's yard, your neighbor's yard, and it cut there.
That's different when you did something unasked for. That's the only time son of Chaver Shlei B'Shus. That becomes a whole shayla of what he has to pay you, if he has to pay you, how much he has to pay you. It's a totally different thing here. You hired a worker to do a job. The job is not necessary.
I agree. I'm saying that there is a uncertain border between Zanahana and doing
true.
Something.
Dr. Gemara Baiter. Tanan Hassan. We learned over there, a Mishnah. Bereshayna, the beginning. Okay, let me explain this. I have to give an introduction. There's a halacha called Batei Arechayma. The Torah says, if you sell a house in a walled city for $100,000, you have a year to the day to buy it back for $100,000. If by the year you buy it back, you get it back. Same amount of money. No inflation, no deflation, nothing. Same amount of money. Sold it for $100,000? If within the year you have a right to buy it back, even if the guy that bought it doesn't want to sell it back to you. But if you don't buy it back by the year, it never comes back to you, not even Yevo. That's the halacha. The special halacha by Batei Arechayma. The day of the purchase. What? Only in a walled city. And there's a machloik is what the year is. Rebbe holds it's a solar year. It's from December 2nd to December 2nd. And the Rabbanan holds it's a lunar year, but you get the extra 30 days in an Ebor. Rebbe says, we go by solar year. It's a shayla to learn a pasuk. Nothing to do with this. So I just mentioned that as an extra. Now, the buyer knows that the seller can buy it back at any time. He doesn't want to sell it back. So all of a sudden, he disappeared the last week. He wasn't around. You couldn't buy back from him. Everybody waits to the last minute, right? The seller is ready to go back, buy back. He looks for the buyer. Not to be found. He's in some tunnel somewhere in Gaza. He's hidden somewhere. He's on vacation. You can't reach him. Not accessible. So there's a big problem. The seller is screaming, I want to buy back. He has nobody to buy back from. So he hid the day that the year ended. It says the day because everybody waited to the last day, but he could have lived the last week. They say it should be permanently his. Hiskin Hill Azakim. So Hill Azakim made a takana. Sheikharlish Ishmael Liska. He throws his money into a certain room, a bezin room. And he says, here is a payment to buy it back. Puts it in a room in bezin. And he goes to the house, breaks the lock, and takes it back. Because if that's how they, it was the way they got it done. They hid. So he did that. And whenever that buyer who was once a buyer is at, wants to, you told me, I said, he can come pick up his money. Meaning, he took it out of the hands of the buyer. He did not let the buyer hide in a tunnel in Gaza. He didn't let him do it. You want to hide? Zuntahay. He's going to throw the money into Bezin's room, say goodbye, go take the house. With the sheriff behind him. Zakta Gemara v'yamer Rava, and Rava said, "B'takanasa shelo lishma." From the takana of Hill, we hear. What happens if a guy says to his wife, "This is your get on the condition you give me 200 zuz"? V'nasna loy b'daitai. If he takes it, megureshes. Al kor chayin megureshes. But if you give it to him against his will, not megureshes. Why? Because if not, the itzuch lehul l'skune nesina b'alkoyachad avla nesina. Since he'll have to make a takana to say you can give it against the guy's will, mechlal d'ba'alma nesina b'alkoyachad lehav nesina. The fact that he'll have to step in and make the takana, that means without the takana, if the guy doesn't want to take the money, there's no way to do anything. And therefore, must be because giving something against somebody's will is not called giving. Now, by a loan, the halacha is, I can go pay back a loan whether the guy wants to take it or not. But by a gift, I can't give you a gift that you don't want. I can't force you to sell something to me that you don't want. Nesina Balkarka is not a Nesina. Therefore, he'll have to come along and say, we're going to make this Nesina Balkarka, yes, a Nesina. Therefore, you can do it against the guy's will.
He made it. How did you meet him tonight that he wants?
He said, would you give me? I don't want to take it now, so you didn't give it to me. I don't want it.
Why is it worse than a debt, a loan?
It's not a loan.
Why is it worse than a lonely gift?
Again, it's a present. I need you to give me a present. I don't want it. I'm not your titan, limus, I am thus. Zok to Gemara Maskevlar Papa. Retain Rav Simi Barashi, but don't make the Yitzchak the schooner show I befall of. I will befall of maybe die to be McCock. I will see that. Probably ask the obvious question. Who says that the problem Hill had was because the guy doesn't want to take the money? The problem Hill had is because he's not here. But if he would be here, maybe he doesn't have an option of refusing the money. Rav is assuming that Hill made a double takana. One, you can give it to him against his will. And two, you can give it to Bevan's room if he's not around. So, Dr. Papa, who said there was a double takana here? Maybe if he was here, you don't need his agreement. He just put it in his hand, and you did it. I, Hill, made a takana because of the other hand, the guy hid. That's why he had to make the takana.
Not being here and Bob Corker are the same thing.
No, it's not.
There's no kinyan.
No, it's not.
There's no kinyan either way.
I hand the money to...
And he dropped it.
I handed it to his hand.
And he dropped it.
Again, I put it in his yard. I gave him the money. He didn't want it, but I put it in his rishus. In his yard, a different yard. Mashiach, if he's not here, I can't put it anywhere to give it to him. Again, you're saying Rabbi Svara. You're saying Rabbi Svara is that there's no difference if he's here or not here. But the Gemara says he used to hide, right? So Rabbi is saying he'll react to the hiding, not to the giving. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tanhasa Masech Nesechim. Hay Nitman Hakaina Ba'ez Yer Chayma. Hay Nitman Yem Shnei Masech Chaydish. He hit the year there, a year, so him Tanah Ha'Maychel Lassos Me'aysam. The Maychel shouldn't be able to find him to give him the money. They should call it, it should be permanent. Because even though you go up in Lois life, if you don't redeem it till the end of the year, it's permanent. Chaylish Zayrik, May Chaylish Alagayim. Matu Gairo. When you make a Gairo, it's called Chaylish. You throw the lot. The Lishka Mr. Kenneth Lekach. The Yeshayra Adelo Shabesiv and Ichnas. The Knesset Shem, the old Itzchuk was schooling the Sina, Karkatay Nesina. He ate to make the Kani, he can give it to him against his will. Mechlau, the Baal Menesina, Bakar Chalav Nesini. If he got a get, he's Sura, he'll let Tarkin take a no. Hill didn't make the Takana by get.
Why did he make the Takana anyhow? The Torah says, within 12 months, it's yours.
You have to buy it back.
Again, the Torah allows me to buy it back.
But I can't buy it back if I can't buy it. I have to make a Kenyan. I have to pay for it. Can't just do it for free. I have to pay the guy. No, if I buy something from you, I have to pay you. I decide to buy that drinking cup from you. If I put the money down and I bought it?
In this case, the Torah gives you that.
No, it did not.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you're arguing, hell, I don't know if it's the Torah or not. The Torah never said you could do it against the guy's will. The Torah said you can do it whether he wants to sell to you or not, but you have to give it to him and he has to take the money.
That's against his will.
But he has to take the money.
Will Lishka work if he's there and he doesn't want to take it?
Yes, that's a part of Hill's Takana. The Papa said you don't even need Hill's Takana for that. Just give it to the guy. Ike the Amri. I'm a rather the opposite. But the Kanasa Shahu has a Gita Kamanasha Titli Masayim Zuz, the Nasna Loi Baby died to Baby Akorkav and Asina. Just the opposite. From the fact that Hill only made the Takana when the guy's not here, you see, when the guy's here, you don't need a Takana. What were Papa said in the first Lashon, Rav is saying in the second Lashon. The Chi Hitchiklai Lahil was the Kune, Shlai Bevonav. Hill only had to make the Takana, Shlai Bevonav. Before a baby died to be Makhlav and Asina. Mask of a Rabbapa, maybe not. Maybe Hill had a double Takana. Temerci Mashdo, after the Buffon of Nami died to Makhlav. Bill Madi Itzchukli Takan, he did two things. So again, here's the Makhloikas, two Amaroim. We don't know which one said which. But one man, the Amar, saw Hill do a two step Takana. A, you don't need the guy to want to take the money. He agreed to take the money. And B, he doesn't even have to be here. The other money Amar says, nobody has to agree to take money. If they make a condition, it's automatic that they don't have to agree. And Hill only made a takana because the guy wasn't even here. Now, Kamina is my get. The guy said to his wife, Amanasha Titanli Masayim Zuz. Titanli means give me a present. One of the guys says, I don't want it. Now, if you learn Asina Bakar Chab and Asina, so Pshat is, here it is. You don't want it, tough luck. You said give, I'm giving it to you. If you learn Nesina B'Agarcha Lo Yav Nesina, then you didn't give it. It's not called giving. So it depends what Hill needed to make a Takana. If that was part of Hill's Takana, that means biblically it's not that way. If that was not part of Hill's Takana, that means biblically it is that way. So in the first Lashon, Rava says it was a two-step Takana, and Rabbi says maybe it was only a one-step Takana. In the second Lashon, Rava says it was a one-step Takana, Rabbi comes back and says maybe it was a two-step Takana. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shloi Befanov, Yonkos Shaina Belishki is not there in the room. My Yitzchaklai Tikkun, Roshai Nitman, he saw him hiding. The Hiskin, the Balkorkos Shloi Befanov, Tain Nesinim. The Yavin Amikoi come on from the Kabildov. Even if he was here and he says, I don't want it, have a Yitzchil Nami Liskune. He would also have to make the Takkun and have a Nesinim. a mash lehutzrach lehutzrach. He didn't have to make, he only made the takana what he had to do. The guy beget the Yisuru, who lekayim the takana to the hill. Beget, but it's an Yisur, we don't bother, the hill never made the takana. So we don't know. This is the Shaila. Somebody said you have to give me something. Does give me mean and I agree to take it? Or does give me mean you put it in my hand? Yes.
One of the three things is how much time do I have to negate on something?
That was my rabbi, right?
Okay. What do you mean how much time do you have? This whole thing says you can't, after Tokhti Dibur, you can't do it.
So that's my clicker. If I'm in the middle of a business transaction and we make a deal, and then we still discuss the transaction. So Omar Diyama says as long as we're talking about the transaction, the deal is not complete.
Oh,
it's Sugyan Baba Basra. Right? We're talking, I sold you a chair. And you made a kinyan in the chair, and we're still talking about the chair is this, the chair is that. Can I say I decided not to sell to you? I said, it's too late now, you sold it to me, it's 5 minutes already. Or do we say, since you're still discussing the chair, it's still not a final transaction? That's the Sugyan Baba Basra. Nothing to do with us.
I really asked my question is, it seemed that from the words of Rebbe said, this is the Mamish.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a totally different subject.
So, if the husband went high, then the hill didn't make such a difference.
Again, he didn't make a condition of how many days, right? You're talking about a case of 30 days. And he hides, and a chanami. There's no takana. It's not divorced. She's not divorced.
Can't give it to
him. You have to understand. Hill didn't want to play with divorce because Rashi says it's Isser. You can play with money because Hefker doesn't Hefker. You cannot play with Isser. Somebody ate your fish.
And the field doesn't butter your chum or this house?
It's money.
No, not Isser.
It's money.
And
then,
not
Gneva? Again, Gneva depends on what the Rabbanon decide to do with your money. If they make Hefker doesn't Hefker, it's not Gneva.
Well, they have that thing of Kur Rabbanon.
They don't like to use Avkuri Rabbanon because of Shemini. They only use it when necessary. This is not necessary. They didn't feel this was necessary.
Susan Stilt is necessary.
Anyway, the Mechina is up to here, so I was Mechavim to where we're going to get to. Anyway. I said I didn't have an alpha, though. Didn't it say it's up there?
Oh, it looks like a dollar.
Tough crowd today. Everybody has to have a wonderful